This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. The president condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki responding to a question yesterday about whether anything beyond sanctions is on the table.
Well, I think that's why that was called out in the president's comments, as you know. We removed sanctions, the United States, I should say, removed sanctions on Burma over the past decade based on progress toward democracy. The reversal of that progress will necessitate an immediate review of our sanctions laws and authorities, followed by appropriate action. So that's why he called it out. I don't have any additional steps beyond that to predict for you at this point in time.
Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals and appointments hours after the country declared the state of emergency on Monday. Iran said on Tuesday, it has allowed about 20 crew members of a South Korean tanker seized almost a month ago for alleged pollution to leave the country, and they did it in a humanitarian move. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps seized the tanker and arrested its multinational crew near the strategic Strait of Hormuz on January 4th, saying it had polluted the waters. The development came as Tehran urged Seoul to release billions of dollars of Iranian assets frozen in South Korea due to U.S. sanctions. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.